Hello and welcome to SciComm Bites, short reflections on science communication that you can put into practice right away. As always, I am Suzanne Whitby, the founder of SciComm Success, and today I wanted to spend a minute or two telling you about a new workshop that we're offering for 2026 called AI as a Tool in Your Science Communication Toolbox. So why now? Here's the thing. AI is unlikely to go away anytime soon, if ever. That means that scientists and science communicators need to learn how to use AI as part of their communication practice. In our workshop, we explore when AI can be helpful, how to supervise it responsibly, and we incorporate guidelines from partner institutions so that participants know what they can and can't do officially. We also practice four hands-on workflows using AI, from summarizing abstracts to polishing pitches. Importantly, we're building an understanding that AI is a powerful tool and that it's best used to provide scaffolding rather than as a substitute for deliberate science communication. It can help with structure and clarity, but it cannot replace human judgment, accuracy, or empathy. When it comes to science communication, audiences still expect those to come from researchers, scientists, and communicators. In other words, from humans. What we're seeing in the literature, hearing in discussions in and out of academia, and noticing in the media and popular press is this. The future of science communication will not be AI instead of scientists and researchers. It will be AI guided by scientists who know how to use it well. I'm going to repeat that, who know how to use it well. It's that piece that our AI for SciComm training addresses, how to use AI well. We're soft launching the program in 2025. It's available as a two-hour expert talk or as an interactive four-hour session. These early sessions are a great chance to shape the experience, give feedback, and get ahead of the 2026 rollout. We have a few spots left if you're interested. And if you're curious, feel free to get in touch with me at SciCommSuccess.com. We're all figuring out how to work with AI, and in science communication, it's not about replacing people, but making the most of the tools that we have. With that in mind, I'd like to leave you with one tiny tip, whether you're interested in the program or not. Use an AI tool, doesn't matter which one, to summarize your latest abstract. Compare that to how you would usually explain your research to a colleague. What's missing and what's been gained? This very simple, very quick process is a great first step towards using AI as a communication partner, not as a substitute for yourself. If you do this, just be mindful of confidential data. On that note, thanks for listening to SciComm Bites. If you'd like to explore more, bring science communication training to your team, or you want to have a chat about our AI for SciComm training, you'll find me at SciCommSuccess.com. Have a good day, a great week, and I look forward to having you along for the next installment of this tiny podcast. Bye for now.